This year's in Masechtas Psochim Daf Yud Ches, we will begin from Daf Yud Zayin Omid Beis, three lines before the end of the Omid, from the words Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Toshima. We learned before on Daf Tez Zayin Omid Aleph at the beginning, a brisa with a three-way machlekes. The first view brought in that brisa was that of Rab Meir. Rab Meir says that mashkim, liquids, can be makabel tuma, can contract tuma min ha-Torah, but they cannot be metame anything else, even oichlim min ha-Torah. The third view brought in that brisa was that of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say, not only can mashkin be makabel tuma min ha-Torah, but they can also be metame other things min ha-Torah, but they can only be metame oichlim. They cannot be makabel metame kelim. The second view brought in that brisa was the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, lakoil tuma, that mashkim can be metame everything, even kelim. In the Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, we saw that from the Mishnah in Kelim we learned that Rabbi Yehuda retracted from his original Shita. He retracted his Shita, and he no more holds that mashkin can be metame kelim. And because of that, the Gemara asks, did he also retract from his Shita that mashkin could be metame oichlin? He had said that mashkin could be metame kelim and oichlin, and we know for sure from the Mishnah in Kelim that he retracted from kelim. Did he also retract from oichlin? In other words, does he hold, like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, that mashkin can be metame oichlin, or does he hold, like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lozer in that Mishnah, that mashkin cannot even be metame oichlin? And to this, the Gemara now will try to bring a raya. Toshma, we learned in a Mishnah in Masechtas Parah. Parah sheshosaso me chatos. If we have a cow, this cow is a cow of chulin, or it could also be a cow which is designated as a korban. Sheshosaso me chatos. If this cow drank water of chatos. This is talking about the waters connected with the Parah Aduma. We know that the Parah Aduma is to be taken and shechted, slaughtered, and afterwards it's to be burned completely. And we take the ashes of the Parah Aduma, and we take first water from a spring, from Mayim Chayim, we place them into a keli, and then we take the ashes, as the Rambam says, in the ninth paragraph of Hilchos Parah Aduma, that's how he paskins, we place the ashes from the Parah Aduma onto the water, and that is called Kiddush. And it says in the Torah, V'nosol olav mayim chayim el keli, this means that we mix the ashes together with the water. So we have over here mayim mekudoshim, mayim which was already mixed with the yefer. We are here learning, according to the Pshat of Tosfos in the Sugya, as how he explains our Sugya, that the water has already been mixed with the yefer, and this part of this cow drank this water. Now we know that the water, the mayim of the mechatos, it is called, the mayim connected with the Parah Aduma, with purifying a tomei mes, that mayim has a very special property. And that is, the Torah says, v'hanegea b'mei hanido yechabes begodov. This water is an avhatoma, so that if a person touches it or comes into contact with it, he becomes tomei. This water is an avhatoma, and it could be metamei people. And this has nothing to do with the question whether mashkim could be metame oichlim or that mashkim cannot be metame a person. Because we were always speaking in our sugi about mashkim that don't have their own source of tumah, but have contracted the tumah from somewhere else. Here we are talking about the mashkim. The mechatos, these mayim have their own source of tumah, as it were. They are tomei because of themselves, because the Torah was machadish, a new din of tumah and the mechatos, these mayim are tomei and are metami, a person who touches them. Now this parah is shosaso mechatos. It drank the mechatos. The din is, the Tanakhama says, if this parah has now died and the water that it drank is still in its abdomen, b'sora tomei. The basa, the flesh of this dead cow is tumah. Why? Because it contracted the tumah from the mechatos. The mechatos is an av hatumah, as we said before, hanageah b'mei hanido yechabes begodov. So the boso of the dead cow, which has a din of a machol, once the cow dies, contracts the tumah from the mechatos, and this boso becomes a rishon. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Botlu b'meyeho. The water, as soon as the cow swallowed this water, the water loses its din of mechatos in regards to being an av hatumah. Why is that? Tosis explains in the sugya, because there is a special din that we find in the Tosefta in the last parak of Mikvois that says the Torah says v'hoysel v'nei Yisrael l'mishmeres l'mei nido chatosi. From that word l'mishmeres, we learn out that hesach hadas is, if there is a lapse in guarding or watching over the mechatos, it renders the mechatos as unfit. And therefore, the moment the cow drank this mechatos, it becomes possible, is the view of Rabbi Yehuda, because of hesach hadas. That constitutes the hesach hadas, and therefore the water has no more a din of mechatos, so that it should be an av hatumah. Now the Gemara says, v'i salka daitoch. And if you were to say that Mekalim Huda Hodabe, that Rabbi Yehuda only changed his mind about the din that he had said, that Mashkin can be Matama Kalim. There he changed his mind, and he says, now he holds that Mashkin cannot be Matama Kalim. Avol be'oichling Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Shimon Sfirale. But Rabbi Yehuda continues to hold, as far as Mashkin is being Matama Oichel is concerned, he holds like Rabbi Yosi and Reb Shimon, that Mashkim can be Matami Yonoichel. If so, Amai Botlu B'meyeho Ligamri. Why did Reb Yehuda say in this Mishnah that Botlu B'meyeho, and it seems to be Ligamri, the water in the stomach of the Pora cannot be Matami, the Boser of the Pora at all? Nihi de Tuma Chamura Loi Matamu. It is fine that they don't have a Tuma Chamura, that these waters, the Mechatos, are not an av hatoma because of the posik of Ahanageah b'mei hanido yechabes begodov, because they became posel, disqualified, because of hesach hadas. But tuma kala miu nitmu, but they should have at least a more lenient type of tuma. Why? Because as long as these mechatas were an av hatoma, did not become posel because of hesach hadas, if they would have touched anything else, even kalim, those kalim would have been tomei because they came into contact with an av hatoma. Now these waters, so to speak, came into contact with themselves, and therefore the moment they lose the din av hatoma, they should have been able to contract from itself the tumah, and therefore these waters now, although they can't be an avatumah because of hesach hadas, they should be a rishon l'tumah. And if we say that mashkin could be metameh and oichol midaraisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this mashke which became a rishon should now be able to be metameh a tumah kala, a more lenient type of tumah, to the basar of the parah, because if the mashke are a rishon, they should make the basar a sheni. But if we were to say that Rabbi Yehuda says that Mashkin cannot be Metame Anoichel Menatar, it can only be Metame Anoichel Midrabanan, then we can understand why the Basar here does not even have a Tumah Kala from the Mashkin which had a Tumah Kala which was a Rishon. Because the whole idea of a Pura drinking Mechatas is something very unusual. And we have a rule, Nusa de la Shchicha le Gozer Barabonon. So on Mechatos, which contracted Tumor from themselves and was drank by a Pora, and the Pora died, and such a case, the Chachomim were in Gozer, Tumas Mashkin le Matame. And says the Gemara, yeah, I'll say that way. My Butlu b'meyeho nami, Butlu mitumo chamura. That's what Reb Yehuda says, that in the stomach of the animal, the waters lose their din tumah. It's only Butlu mitumo chamura. They don't have the din av hatum of mechatos. Aval tumah kala mitamu mitmu oba. But they have a din of tumah kala. They are a rishon. They were makabel tumah from themselves, and the mitame the basal of the parah min hatayra. So it can very well be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that mashkin can be mitama oichel min hatayra. As the Gemara Michal de Tanakama sofa, if tumah chamura namu mitamu, if the Tanakama says that besora tomei, and he increases the tumah here, he must be holding that tumah chamura namu metamu, that the mayim, the mechatos in the para, even have a tumah chamura, an av din av hatumah of mechatos. Ask the Gemara, how can that be? Ha besora tomei katoni. It says only that the basar is tamei. If it says that only the basar is tamei, it seems that the mashkim in the stomach of the para is only a rishon because it was makabel tuma from itself, and therefore this mashkim only has a koyach, a power to be metama the basar, which is a macho, because a macho could be makabel tuma from a rishon. However, if we were to say that the Tanakama holds that these mashkin remain an av hatuma, they retain the din of mechatos, because the Tanakama does not hold from the din of Hesach Hadas. In such a case, this is not a Hesach Hadas. If so, why do they dafka say Besorah Tamei? They should also say if there are kelim that came into contact with this mayim that was in the stomach of the para, that those kelim are Tamei because they were makabel tuma from an av hatuma. Therefore, we must say that the Tanakhama says that this mayim is only a rishon. And if so, Reb Yehuda says the mayim isn't even a rishon to be metame the macho, because mayim cannot be metame a macho. Answers the Gemara, no kula Reb Yehuda. I'll stay with my original teretz, and the kasha from the Tanakhama is answered because the whole Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. V'chasure mechasre v'hoche getone Rabbeinu HaKodesh left out words in this Mishnah in order to retain the Torah Sheba Alpeh nature of our Torah. V'hochi katoni, and this is how we learn in the Mishnah. Pora sheshosesa mechatos. If a pora drank mechatos, the waters connected with the tahare of a mess. Besora tomei, the basar is tomei. When we say tumma, what type of tumma do we mean? Tumma kala. Only that this mayim was a rishon, and the basar became a sheni. Aval tumma chamura loy, but the mayim don't have the din of tumma of mechatos. They became pasul behesach hadas. Shereb Yehuda aima, butlu b'meyeha. As soon as the behema swallowed the waters, they became pasul behesach hadas. They are no ma'ava tumma, but they were makabel tumma from themselves. Ravashi, Yomar Ravashi says, Le'olam batlum b'b'meyeha legamri. I will tell you that they don't even have a din rishon once they are in the stomach, and they cannot be makabel tuma from themselves. Why? Mishum dehevelei mashke saruach. Because this is an odorous type of mashke, of beverage. It is spoiled b'meyeha. And a mashke that is spoiled, is not a mashke for the dinam of tuma v'tahara. As we find in the pasuk, says Rashi, v'chol mashke ashe yishose, v'chol keli yitma. Only such a mashke that would be drank is considered a mashke. Now we continue explaining the braisa that we learned on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph in the first few lines. We learned in the braisa Rabbi Yosi v'Rab Shimon Oimrim. Rabbi Yosi and Rab Shimon said in that braisa, lo'oichlin temeim, that a mashke can be metama oichlin, lekelim tohoirim. But if there's a suffix, if mashke were metama kelim, those kelim are tohoirim, because the din that mashkim can be metama kelim is only the rabbonon, and suffix tumah b'shus hayochid does not apply to a din the rabbonon, as we saw in that sukkah. But in any case, we see that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon say that mashkim can only be metama on oichlim and not tohoirim and not kelim. Omer Rabba Baba Chana, Omer Reish Lakish. Said Rabba Baba Chana in the name of Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yosi b'shitis Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yomar. Rabbi Yosi that says here that Mashkin could be Metama Oichel Men HaTorah, he is going with the view of his teacher, Rabbi Akiva. The Dorish, that Rabbi Akiva dash in the Pasuk, Yitma Yitama, where the Torah says, the word Yitma, we also read the word Yitama. What is this? This Nan, because we learned in the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Masech Desaita. It says in the Mishnah, Boi Biyoy, in that day, which day was this? This was the day that they removed Rabban Gamliel, that we learned in Brachas Daf Rav Ches, from being the Nasi, because he had publicly derided Reb Yehoshua. Of course, according to the great Madrega of the Tanoim, it was considered that he had been Mevayish Reb Yehoshua, and Rishonim Kimalochim Anachnu Kivnei Adam. But in any case, on that day they removed Rabban Gamliel from the Nasius, and they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and there was a new policy to allow everyone, even someone that's not Teichi Kabari, to enter the Beis Medrash. And therefore, since there were a lot of new Talmidim, the halachas became clearer, and many new halachas were said, and old halachas were clarified. So, Bei Bayoyim, on that very day, Dorash Rabbi Akiva dash in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'choil kli cheres. And this Pasuk is the focus of our Blat Gemara today. V'choil kli cheres. Any kli cheres an earthenware keli, asher yipoil mehem, and the pasuk continues, asher yipoil mehem el toichai, if one of those things will fall into that klicheres. What is one of those things? That is a sheretz. The Torah says there are eight shrotim. There are eight creeping creatures that upon their death, if they come into an avia klicheres, kol asher besoicha yitmo, everything that is in the klicheres is tomek. What is the pshat? Normally, for a keli to contract tumah, it has to have actual physical contact with the davar tumah. The Torah by a kli cheres was machadish that it is not mekabel tumah if a sheretz touches it from the outside, for instance, but the sheretz must come into the inside of the kli cheres. But here we have a chumrah, even if it does not touch the kli cheres, but is just in the avia kli cheres. There is a gzeres hakosov that if the sheretz is in the avir, in the space of the kli cheres inside, this kli cheres becomes tamei. So the sheretz is an av, and the kli cheres is a rishon. And now the Torah tells us, if in the avir, in the space of this kli cheres, there is also things in this kli cheres, kol asher b'toichai, everything that is in this kli cheres, yitma will become tamei. And the pasuk continues, Mikol ha'oichel asher ya'ochel, asher yovei yolav mayim yitma, if there is oichlim in the avir of this kli cheres, it becomes tamei. V'chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli yitma, if there is mashke in the avir of this kli cheres, it becomes tamei. So we have here a kli cheres that became a rishon. Now if there is oichlim in the avir kli cheres, that oichlim, although it did not touch the kli cheres, and it could not be mekabel tumah directly from the sheretz, because it did not touch the sheretz, and the din that sheretz is metame via avir was only said with the sheretz vis-a-vis a klicheres. So the klicheres becomes a rishon, and the oichel that is in the klicheres is now makabel tuma without touching the klicheres, but because he's exeris hakosov now that the klicheres can be metame the oichel that's inside. And here the Torah says, kol asher b'toicho yitmo, mikol ha'oichel asher yo'ochel asher yovo yolav mayim yitmo. It says both times yitmo. It says the Gemara einai oimer tomei. It doesn't say that the oichel that is in the klicheres is tomei. Elo, it says yitmo. What do we learn from the extra yud that the Torah told us here, yitmo? We learn from here, yitamei acherim. We read it as if it would have said yitamei. If so, why did the Torah say yitmo and not yitame directly? That we will see later in our blot. The Torah wants to hint that for one purpose, it is tame and it cannot be matame. The oichel cannot be matame, a different oichel. But yitame, it can be matame other things. It can be matame a mashke. And therefore we say, limed al kikur sheni. This kikur is a sheni latome because the sheretz is an av, and the klicheres is a rishon, and the kikur is a sheni. It says kikur because kikur is usually in a tana, the Torah speaking about a tana, says Rashi in Soita. Limed al kikur sheni, she'oisa shlishi b'chulen. If this kikur sheni comes into contact with mashkim, then it makes those mashkim for a shlishi. Rabbi Akiva holds that chulen could even become a shlishi, as we will see later in our sugya. That is the drasha of Rabbi Akiva. And here, how does Rabbi Yossi darshan? The Gemara said Rabbi Yossi said it b'shitas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi was saying the din that mashke can be matama oichel with the shita of his teacher Rabbi Akiva. V'hocha heichadorish. How does he paskin a similar drasha to say that mashke can be matama oichel? In the same pasuk it says v'chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli yitma. And here also we darshan yitma or yitamei. This pasuk we learn that it should be read yitame, that these mashkim can be metame other oichlin. In other words, v'chol mashka ashei yishase v'chol kli yitame what? It can be metame other oichlin. So from this pasuk we see that oichlin that are a sheni, according to Rabbi Akiva, can make mashkim into a shlishi, even by cholin. And Rabbi Yossi is saying that mashkim that become tomei from the avir of the kli cheres, they can be matama oichlin. Ato oimer letame tumas oichlin.
Maybe according to Rabbi Yossi, the pasuk is saying that the mashke that is in the kli cheres, which became a sheni, that can be metame other mashkin. It just says yitame. It doesn't say what. So maybe it means it could be metame mashkin. Says the Gemara, amet loy kachoya. No, you have to say it can't be like that. That's wrong. Ask the Gemara, my loy kachoya. Why isn't it right to say that the mashkin could be metame other mashkin? Omer Rav Papa said Rav Papa, loy motzinu tume. We do not find that something that is tame could be metame something else of its own genre. We don't find such a thing. What does that mean? Rashi here explains that the pshat is because the Gemara will dashen very soon, as we said before, that since the Torah did not write yitame outright, but the Torah wrote yitmo. So from the yitmo we learn that in one respect, the thing that became tame, that became masheni, this is the last stop. It can't be matame again. And we say, yitmo, it is tame and it can't be matame itself. It can't be matame something else. It cannot be matame something else of its own kind. And therefore we say that if the Torah told us now that these mashkim can be matame something else, yitame acherim, that is anoichu. Ravina Omar Ravina says, Megufa dekor nami loy motzi samrit. I don't have to say because loy motzinu. Actually, Tosfos asked the loy motzinu seems to be loy motzinu somewhere else, and according to Rashi Tzad, it's in the pasuk itself. We are learning that a mashke cannot be metame a mashke. But be that as it may, Ravina says, Megufa dekor nami loy motzi samrit, that yitmo, it means letame tumas mashkim. That these mashkin that became tamei, that Rabbi Yossi should learn pshat that they can be tamei different mashkin. Why? The e salka daitach yitma the sefer. Because if you're going to say when the pasuk says in the sefer, in other words, l'chol mashke asher yishose b'chol kli yitma, it's letame tumas mashkin. That these mashkin are metame other mashkin. If so, yitma dereisha nami letame tumas mashkin. When it says mikol ha'oichal asher yoyochal asher yoveil of mayim yitma, al kochach we must say that certainly means that yitmo, that the oichlin could be metame mashkim. Why? Because we know that there was a different pasuk in the Torah, later in that parsha. And that pasuk says, v'chi yutal mayim al zera, v'nofal minuvlos al malof, tome hu. And from that pasuk we learn, hu tome vein oisa ki yitza by tome. That drasha we will have yutches amit beis. And from that pasuk we see that an oichl can never be metame a different oichl. So if an oichel cannot be metame a different oichel, and the Torah says here mikol ha'oichel asher yeyochel asher yovayol of mayim yitmo, and the Torah means yitmo yitame acher, and this oichel can be metame other things. What can be metame? Mashkid can't be metame oichel. That is rather, it cannot be metame because we have the pasuk we just mentioned with yutam mayim azev and ofelim and uflosim olof tame who tame v'yanoise ki yitze be tame. So if the Torah says mikol ha'oichel asheyoch lasheyol of olof mayim yitmo and yitame acherim, it cannot mean that it's metame oichel acherim. So what must it mean? It must mean, as the Mashor here says in this Rashi, that it is metame mashke by the process of elimination. If so, if the beginning of the pasuk mikol ha'oichel asheyoch lasheyol of mayim yitmo yitame means letame acherim, and what letame acherim to be metame mashke? Now, if I were to say that l'chol mashka sheishase b'chol kli yitma, and we dash yitama acher means that mashka matame mashka. So both the oichel that became tame from the kli cheres and the mashka that became tame from the kli cheres are being matama other mashka. If so, why is it necessary for the Torah to say the word yitma twice? It says mikol oichel asher yochel asher of mayim yitma v'chol mashka sheishase b'chol kli yitma. Why do we need two yitmas? If both yitmas are that this thing, this oichel, this mashke is being metame a mashke, it would be sufficient to say mikol ha'oichel asher yochel asher yovayol of mayim v'chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli yitame or yitmo. Since the Torah said yitmo twice, it must mean that the oichel is being metame a mashke, and the mashke in the sefer of the pasuk is being metame an oichel. And let us see that inside now. Says the Gemara, Ravina Omer, Migufa de Kornami, Loy Motzis Amis, Yitma, Litame Tumas Mashkim, that the Yitma at the end of the Pasuk means that the Mashkin are Metame on a Mashkin. The Isalka Daitach Yitma, the Sefer Litame Tumas Mashkim. And that we know Yitma, the Reisha, the Yitma at the beginning of the Pasuk. Na milatama tumas mashkim, as we proved, because it can't be mitzmeimatama anoichel, because of that we have the pasuk tomehu. If so, na alvinu v'nichtavinu, you should mix them together, and you should say mikol ha'oichel asheyochel asheyovol of mayim v'chol mashka asheyisoch shasi b'chol kli yitma. And if so, trei yitma lomali. Why does the ser have to write yitma twice? Ella, we must say yitma dereisha, the yitma dereisha, but where it says mikol ha'oichel asheyochel asheyol of mayim yitma is teaching me the tamei tumas mashkim, yitma the sefer the tamei tumas oichlim. That's it. Now the Gemara asks, and the emo say, this is a kasha according to Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi said the kol mashka sheishase b'chol kli yitma means it is metame oichel, and we just proved it can't mean that it's metame mashke. The emo letame es hakelim say that the Torah is teaching us that a mashke is metame kelim. Says the Gemara, no. V'lav kal v'choymehu. I have a kal v'choyme that the mashke that became tome from a kli cheres cannot possibly be metame of the kelim. These mashke that became tome from a kli cheres are a sheni, we said. The kli cheres was a rishon from the sheretz, and the mashke became a sheni. And therefore I have a kal v'choyme that these mashke in the kli cheres cannot possibly be metame of a different kelim. Why? Uma kli shemetame mashke. We see the kli cheres, which contracted toma from the sheretz, that kli can be metama mashka, as the Torah says, "V'chol mashka sheishase b'chol kli yitma." Still, ain metama kli. The kli cheres cannot be metama kli me'avir. The Torah only says, "Oichlenu mashkim." The kli cheres can be mekabel toma from the kli cheres, but a kli in the kli cheres is not mekabel toma from the kli cheres. Mashkin haboyim machmas kli. The mashkin which received the whole tumor from that kli, which could not be metame a different kli. Einoidin, it is certain shlo yitamu es hakelim, that those mashkin that got their whole koyach to be metame from the kli cheres, certainly they cannot be metame kelim. Ask the Gemara, if so, if you are telling me that the reason that the mashkim inside the klicheres cannot be metame a kli is because those mashkim only are a sheni, they only got their tumor from the klicheres. If so, I have a different kasha to ask you. But in meantime, we answered our kasha in Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi is pshat. He said mashkim can be metame only in oichel. Mashkim cannot be metame mashkim, and mashkim in the klicheres cannot be metame a different kli. And now the Gemara says the eimer. But I have a question to ask you. Say that kiloy metame mashkin haboy machmas kli. When do I say that mashkin cannot be metame a different kli? It's only mashkin that a boy machmas kli, mashkin which contracted their tumor from a kli. So these mashkin are a sheni, and therefore they cannot be metame a kli, because even the kli that from which they contracted their tumor, which was a rishin, could also not be metame a different kli. Aval mashkin haboy machmas sheretz. But mashkin which received their tumor from a sheretz, and that sheretz could have been metame a kli. That sheretz was a lava tuma. Hochaname, we should say, the nitmu, the metamu, that those mashkin that received their tuma from a sheretz should be able to be metame a kli. Answers the Gemara. Mashkin haboyin machmat sheretz miksivi. Does it say anywhere in the Torah that mashkin can be mekabel tuma from a sheretz? And here we turn to our Yud Ches Amud Beis. V'lav mikal v'choy makasi. Do we not then learn mashkim haboyim machmas hasheretz in a kal v'choyma from mashkim haboyim machmas hakli? And we say like this: Uma mashkim haboyim machmas hakli. We find that mashkim that contracted tumor from a kli. Metamin, in other words, mashke can be makabel tumah from a kli which is a rishon, because the kli cheres is a rishon, and the Torah says the mashkim and the kli become tumay. So I see that mashkim could be makabel tumah from a kli which is a rishon. Mashkin haboyim machmas sheretz. If the mashkim are not makabel tumah from the kli that received the tumah from the sheretz, but the mashkim received the tumah directly from the sheretz, like holshkein, certainly we should say that those mashkim become tumay. So from where do we know that mashkim can be makabel tuma from a sheretz? Only from mashkim haboy machmas hakli, because that's where the Torah rolled it mafurish, and therefore we have a kal v'chomer. If so, mashkim haboy machmas sheretz cannot have a greater tuma a greater din of tumah than mashkim haboim machmas akli. And just like mashkim haboim machmas akli cannot be metame other kalim, as we just said a kalvachayma, so also mashkim haboim machmas hasheretz cannot be metame other kalim, because we have a principle. The Gemara says, "Dayoy, it's sufficient lebo min hadin, from something that we learned out from a kalvachomer in this case, lihiyos kenodon, that it should be as strong as the place from where I am learning it out, but it can't be any stronger than that, and therefore mashkim haboy machmas sheretz cannot be more powerful than mashkim haboy machmas akli." Taisus here asks, if so, mashkim haboyim machmas hasheretz should only be a sheni, just like mashkim haboyim machmas hakli. But in any case, that is the maskana of the Gemara according to Rabbi Yossi now, that when the Torah says, "Ochal mashka yeshasa b'chol kli yitmo," we dashen as if it would be written yitame, and we know that mashkim are matame other things. It can't be that it's matame a keli because we just made a kal v'chayma. It can't be it's matame a mashka, as the Gemara explained that mashka cannot be matame their own kind, and therefore it is that mashka is matame an oichel min ha-Torah. And now the Gemara goes to the drasha of Rebbe Akiva. And the Gemara says, "Yitmo deresha hechidorish." How does Rabbi Akiva dash in the Yitmo at the beginning of the pasuk? It says, "Mikol ha'oichel asheyochel asheyovil of mayim Yitmo." How does he dash in that to learn that an oichel can be matama a mashka, to make a mashka of chul and even a shlishi? Says the Gemara, it says in the pasuk, "Mikol ha'oichel asheyochel asheyovil of mayim Yitmo." And since the Torah should have said Tomei, that is Oichelus Tomei, the Torah said Yitmo, we learn that we should read the Pasuk as far as the Drash is concerned, Yitamei, that this Oichel could be Matama something else. And we learn Latamei as Hamashkim, that this Oichel could be Matama Mashkim. Atoim Latamei as Hamashkim, or Yelu Lenu Latamei as Hakli. You're saying that we learn now that the Oichel is Matama Mashkim, say that it's Matama Akli. At this point, Rashi says, the Gemara could have refuted this possibility the same way that it refuted that possibility in Rabbi Yossi. Just like we said a mashke cannot be matama ikli, because we made a kal v'chomer, the same way we could here say that the meichel is not matama the kli, we make a kal v'chomer. If the kli that was matama this meichel, that kli was a rishon, it could not be matama a different kli, so also the meichel that becomes tamei from that kli certainly cannot be matama a different kli. But, says Rashi, if we would have refuted this possibility that way, then someone would have asked the question, say that it is only a machal habo machmas hakli, but a machal habo machmas hasheretz can be matamekli. And then I would have to say, from where do you know Michael habo machmas hasheretz? You only know it from machal habo machmas hakli. So dayel habo min hadin liyos kenod. Since that would have been a lengthy process, the Gemara says, a shorter derech. The Gemara says, amrit kal v'chomer. I'll tell you how I know that a ma'achol cannot be metama kli. Uma mashkin she metama loichol. We find mashke that are metama loichol. That we see in the end of the pasuk. Eina metama kli. Those mashkim can't be metama kli, as we just proved a moment ago. Oichol she ain't metama oichol. Oichol that cannot be metama oichol, as we'll see in a few lines we learn from the pasuk, that an oichol cannot be metama oichol. Eina din she loy metama kli. So certainly the oichol should not be able to metama. If mashke cannot be metama kli, certainly oichol shouldn't be metama. If so, homani makayim yitame. What do I do with the pasuk that is written yitmo and we dashen it yitame? We learn latame as hamashkin, that the oichol can be matame mashkin. Why do we learn that oichol can be matame mashkin and not something else? Shehin alulin lekabel tumi, because mashkin have a certain chumra that they are very apt to become tame because they don't need hechsher like a meichel does. Ask the Gemara, my ear, your mashkim, mishum galulim lekabel tumma. Why do you have to say the reason that oichel matame mashkim is because the mashkim are chomor, that they don't need a hechsher? Typically, mishum deleka mida achrina. Say it's because by the process of elimination, there's nothing else that oichel could possibly matame. We just made a kal v'chomer that oichel cannot be matame kelim. We have a pasuk in a few moments in the Gemara that an oichel cannot be matame a different oichel. So the only thing that is left is mashke. Says the Gemara, hachikam, I'll tell you like this. The chitamen, if you want to say that oichel should be able to be matama akli, And the kalachimah that you made for a mashke, you said just like mashke cannot be metamakli, so also an oichel cannot be metamakli. No, I'll tell you oichel chomer. I see oichel has a greater chomer than mashke. The metame mashkin, oichel can be metame mashkin, and mashkin, as we will see in a few moments, cannot be metame mashkin. So since an oichel has a chomer over a mashke, therefore I should say that netamye le kli, that the oichel should be able to be metame the kli, although the mashke cannot be metame the kli. Hahu chomer the mashkin, who says the Gemara, the fact that an oichel could be matama a mashkin is not because an oichel is so chamor, but because mashkin are chamorim. Mishum de mashkin alul kabel tuma, because mashkin are more apt to be makabel tuma. So that which oichel could be matama a mashkin is not the chumra of the oichel, it's the chumra of the mashke, and therefore you can't learn that an oichel should be matama a kli. Umahi ali loson, what is the chumra of mashke to become tomei, shemekablen tuma shaloi behechsher, they mekabel tuma even without any hechsher. Tosfos here asks that kol zeachnas mekabel v'chomer. I can say that an oichel is metame a mashke, which is olu lekabel tuma, and a mashke cannot be metame a mashke, which is olu lekabel tuma. So we see from over here that it's also the chumra of the oichel. That which oichel is metame a mashke is not only because it's the chumra of the mashke, because it's olu lekabel tuma, because I see that a mashke cannot be metabel tuma from a different mashke, only from an oichel. It must be the chumra of the oichel. That is Tosfos kasha here in the Dibur Hamaschil Umahu Teima Lari. In any case, Yitma. Ask the Gemara now. It says in the pasuk, "V'kol mikol ha'oichel asher yochel asher yovei olav mayim yitma." Or it says, "V'kol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli yitma." If the Torah wanted to tell me that it can be matama something else, why does the Torah not tell me clear yitame? Why did it still use the nekudas, the Messiah that we have, the kri? The way to read it is to read it yitma. Why did the Torah give us that kri? Answers the Gemara. It wants to tell us that this oichel, or this mashke, cannot be metame something of its own kind. And therefore, if the Torah would have only said tome, I would have known it alone as tome. Since the Torah uses the word yitma, I know to read it yitame in the drash, but still the kri is yitma to tell us that it cannot be metame something else of its own kind. Ask the Gemara. Mehocha nafke. That which oichel or mashke cannot be metama something of its own kind, I learned from this pasuk. Gitma mehasanafka, I learned it from a different pasuk. V'chiyuta mayim al zera. If water shall fall on seeds, v'nofalim and v'lasam olav, and a nevela of a behema, a dead behema, which is an avatuma, will come into contact with that zera, which had become mukshul akabotuma, tomehu. It is tamei, the zera is tamei, and we dashen from that pasuk, hu tamei, v'inoisa tuma keyotzebai. But this zera cannot be metama a different zera. Although the zera is a lishin, it cannot be metama something of its own kind. And Rashi says, likewise, we learn sort of a mamatzinu, the same way that in mashke metama mashke. Answers the Gemara, chad b'mashkin haboim machmas sheretz, v'chad b'mashkin haboim machmas kli. I need one pasuk to teach me that mashkin that is boim machmas sheretz, that was mekabel tuma from an av hatuma, that such a mashke is not mekame another mashke. That's the pasuk v'chiyuta mayim al zera tomehu, that mayim or mashke was mekabel tuma from an av hatuma. And the chad v'mashkin haboim machmas kli, the pasuk of yitma is talking about oichel no mashkin that became tomei machmas hakli. And the Gemara says utzricha, we need both these pesukim, the pasuk of yitma to teach us that mashkim haboim machmas hakli, in other words, mashkim which are a sheni cannot be metame other mashkim, and we need the pasuk of tomei hu to tell us that oichel no mashkim that haboim machmas asheretz machmas an av hatuma, that they cannot be metame different oichel or mashkim respectively. The iash meinam b'mashkim haboim machmas hakli. If the Torah would have only told us the din by kli cheres, where mashkim haboim machmas hakli, that those mashkin are a sheni, I would have said mishum deloy chamiri, such machmir are not chomer, the tuma is not a tuma chamur, it's only a sheni. Aval b'mashkim haboim machmas sheretz, but in the posik of the chiyut and mayim al zera, over there it's machshkin haboim machmas sheretz, they were mekabel tuma from an ava tuma, the chamiri, they are, it's a chomer tuma, it's a rishin, emo isa tuma kayoitzabai. As the gemor v'lashmina mashkim haboim machmas sheretz, teach us mashkin haboim machmas sheretz. Let us say only the posik of tomei hu, and we know that mashkin that's a rishin cannot make other mashkin Asheni, v'koshkin maskin ha'borah machmas kli, and certainly I'll know that maskim that were makabel tumah from l'klicheres, which was a rishin, and these maskim are asheni, that they cannot make other maskin for a shlishi. Answers the Gemara, milsa da'asi b'kal v'choyma, torah for kasav l'kro. Sometimes something that we learn out of a kal v'choyma, in other words, here maskim ha'borah machmas kli, I can learn out b'kal v'choyma from maskim ha'borah machmasheretz, torah for kasav l'kro, the Torah made a special effort to write it anyway. The Sefer Yad Malachi in the Ois Tof Yud Ches brings in the name of a Sefer called Kinas Sofrim. He says this Lashon, Tiyesh Lilmoid May Oisa Tircha La'achmura Beit Fei. When the Torah wrote something that I could have learned from a Kal V'Chomer, it is to stress the point to be very machmir in this Inyan that we could have learned from a Kal V'Chomer, and the Torah chose to write it Meforish. And now the Gemara will ask a question on Rabbi Baba Chona, Omer Reish Lakish, that we had on Almud Aleph. He said, the Rabbi Yossi that seems to say that Mashkin can be Matama Oichlin Min HaTorah, he goes according to the view of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that the Tosik of Mikol HaOichel HaSheYochel HaSheYol of Mayim Yitmo should be read in the Drash Yitame, so we know that an Oichel can be, which is a Sheni, can make a Mashkin into a Shlishi. So also Rabbi Yossi learned of Pshat the same way in the Seifa of the Pasuk, that Chol Mashka HaSheYishase B'chol Kli Yitmo should be read Yitame, and therefore we know that a Mashke can be Matame an Oichel. Omne Ravin l'Ravashi v'ha'omar Rove. Rove said, Loi Rabbi Yossi sover like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva that a Sheni can make a Shlishi v'chulun. And if you learn Yitmod n'Yitame, so you learn from this Pasuk that a Sheni can make a Shlishi v'chulun, because the Oichel which was in the Klicheres became a Sheni, and the Mashkin became a Shlishi, or at the end of the Pasuk the Mashkin became a Sheni, and the Oichel that touches the Mashkin became a Shlishi. And Rove said, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. From where Rove knows that, we'll soon see. And the Gemara just brings the end of the member of Rava, because Rava said these two things together. V'loi Rabbi Akiva sova ke Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Akiva does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi learned out that Kachin could become a Ravi. He learned it from a Kal V'Chomer, from a Chusa Kippurim, as we will soon see. Rabbi Akiva does not agree with that Kal V'Chomer, as we will soon see. In any case, we see from the words of Rava that Rabbi Yossi did not darshan the pasuk of Yitma to mean Yitame. Omalei, said Ravashi to Ravina, Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Rabbi Akiva Omer, that which Rabbi Yossi seems to say in the Braisa, that Mashkin could be Matama Achira Min HaTorah, and if so, you must learn Yitma Yitama, he said that according to the view of Rabbi Akiva, but V'lei Lai Svirlei, he personally, Rabbi Yossi personally does not agree with that view. Omalei Ravashi l'Rav Kahana. Now Rav Kahana says to Rav Kahana, he wants to understand the words of Rava. Rava said two statements. L'Rav Yossi sova l'Rav Akiva, v'L'Rav Akiva sova l'Rav Yossi. Said Ravashi to Rav Kahana, Bishleim Rav Yossi lo sova l'Rav Akiva. It's fine that which we said, that Rav Yossi does not hold like Rav Akiva. What does that mean? How do I know that Rav Yossi holds that a sheni is eina oisa a shlishi by chulin the sanya, because we learned a certain din in the brisa, and from those that which we learned in that brisa, and Baba Rabbi Yossi says, I know that it must be that Rabbi Yossi holds a sheni is eina oisa shlishi by chulin. But before we learn this brisa, let us make here a short hagdama. We find in the Torah in Parshas Emor Pasuk, the Torah says, V'lo yoichal min hakochim, a person is not allowed to eat something that is kadosh unless he immerses himself in a mikvah. Obviously, it's talking about a tummy. Another pasuk in Parshas Emor says, "Uvo Hashemish v'toha va'acha yoichal min hakadoshim." A person is only allowed to eat something which is kadosh. It's not enough if he immerses himself in a mikvah, but he has to have bi'as shemesh. He has to have sunset of the day in which he was tayfum. Another pasuk we find in Parshas Hazriya, it says, it is not sufficient to immerse oneself in a mikveh, it is not sufficient sunset subsequently, but we need also, v'chiper olea ha-kayin v'tohera, if a person had a tumah, which required him to bring a korban, for instance, a zov, a zovah, a metzora, or a yeledes, such a person is not tohar completely until he brings his korban. These three psukim seem to be contradicting each other. How much tahara one has to have in order to be allowed to eat kodesh. Here the Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Nagayim, and this is what Rashi brings from Masechtas Yevamah Mustafa in Dalet. It says, Tov al viola, if a person, it was tameh, and immersed himself in a mikveh, and he ascended from the mikveh, then he is already allowed to eat maaser. And that is the pasuk, v'layoichom anakadoshim, ki imrochatz pasorah b'mayim, tevileh is sufficient, that is for maaser.
However, the pasuk that says Ubo Hashemesh v'toha v'achiyechum en akadoshim, he needs Harav Shemesh, that pasuk is talking about Harav Shimshai oichol betruma. In order to eat truma, the tevila is not sufficient, he needs Harav Shemesh. And the Mishnah Nagoyim continues, Hevi Kaparosai, if he had Tvila and he had Harav Shemesh, it's still not sufficient, he needs a Kapora, as the Pasuk says, V'chipo le Akoyim v'tohera, who is that talking about, or for what is that talking about? That's talking about in order to be able to eat Kachim. So again, for Chulin or for Maisa, it's sufficient to Tvila. For Truma, we need Harav Shemesh. For Kachim, we need a Kapora. Now we make a kavachim, as we will soon see in this brisa, Rabbi Yosi makes a kavachim. We know for a fact that chulin could become a sheni, because we don't darshan the pasuk now in this brisa, yitma yitame, as Rabbi Akiva darshan. We only say yitma becomes tame, so the kli cheres is a rishin, and the meichel in the kli cheres is a sheni. So we know that chulin could become a sheni. Now we make a kavachim that truma could become a shlishi. And our kavachim is from tevul yoyim. We know a tevul yoyim can eat chulin, he's not matame the chulin. However, a tevul yoyim may not eat truma. As we learned in the pasuk, Har of Shimshai echol betruma, but a tevul yoyim, a person who was tevul and did not yet have Har of Shemesh, that is a tevul yoyim, he may not eat truma. So I see that truma is more chomer than chulin. A tevul yoyim may eat chulin, may not eat truma. So, if chulin can become a sheni, so should we not say that truma can become a shlishi? Should we not make such a kavachayma? And if you will say the rule that we had before of dayay labom and adin liyayis kanodin, if I'm learning something from a kavachayma, it cannot be more chama than the thing I'm learning it from. And therefore, you want to learn the truma that becomes a shlishi. You want to learn it from chulin that becomes a sheni. Say dayay that the truma can only become a sheni. For that, I don't need the kavachayma. That I have the pasik of klicheres. Anything that's in the klicheres, even if it's truma, becomes a sheni. So if I have a kavachayma, it must be teaching me it becomes a shlishi. So I know already that truma can become a shlishi. If so, let's go a step further. Let's learn that kodesh can become a ravi and say, if there is a person who is a mechusa kippurim, who was toivel and who had harav shemesh, but did not yet bring his korban like a zov or a zavo or a metzora, such a person who is a mechusa kippurim may eat truma, as we said before. The pasuk teaches us that uva hashemesh v'toher, the minute of harav shemesh, a person is mutter b'truma. But nevertheless, such a person is not allowed to eat kodesh unless he has the kapara of the korban. So I see that kodesh is more chomer than truma. If so, if I say that truma becomes a shlishi, or when it is a shlishi, it is possible, certainly I should say that kodesh can become a ravi. That's my kavachayim. If you will say dayay labom and hadin liya is kanatan, I will answer you, no, over here it's mifrach kavachayim. I don't need a kavachayim to teach me that kodesh can become a shlishi, because there is a mafurash, a pasuk in the Torah to that effect. It says in the Torah, v'hagbosar asher yigar b'chol tomei in parashat tzav lo yayochel, and that b'chol tomei includes a sheni, anything that's a tomei. And we know from the Torah in parashat Shmini that anything that oichlin could become a sheni. It says habosar asher yigar b'chol tomei lo yayochel, so bosar kodesh can become a shlishi. So I have a pasuk that bosar kodesh can become a shlishi. If so, what do I do with this kavachayma? It's mifrach kavachayim. If I'm going to say dayoy, it's going to be mifrach kavachayim. Therefore, I don't say dayoy lebo menadin, and I say that kodesh can become a ravi. We will see these kavachayim again as we learn the Gemara. This, we will see, is the view of Rabbi Yosi. Now let us learn the Braisa. Tesani, we learn the Braisa. Omer Rabbi Yosi, minayin, from where do we know, lerevi'i b'kodesh hu posel, that ravi'i b'kodesh becomes posel. The Braisa begins with the second kavachayim. V'din hu imekeh kavachayim. Uma mechusa kippurim. If we see that a person who is a mechusa kippurim, who was tamei, and had a tefillah, and had harav shemesh, but did not yet bring his korban that he's required to bring because of his tumah, such a person, shem mutter betruma. He is mutter betruma, as we learned in the Mishnah in the Goyim. Harav shimshoy oichol betruma, that is the pasuk of Ubo Hashemesh v'toher. Nevertheless, posel b'kodesh, such a person may not eat kodesh, as it says in the pasuk v'chipro le'akoyin v'toher, first after the korban may she eat kachim.
And that is the din of Hevi Kaparosi Eichel B'Kachim. We see from here that Kodesh is more Chomer than Truma. If so, Shlishi Shepasol B'Truma. If a Shlishi makes Truma unfit, although the Truma cannot be Matama something else, it's not called Tomei, but it's called Pasol, Shlishi Shepasol B'Truma. And here we must say parenthetically, how do we know that Truma becomes Pasol when it is a Shlishi? That we make a kalvachoyma, truma from a tvulyoyim. Just as we see that a tvulyoyim is muta b'chulin, but he is also b'truma, so if chulin become a sheni, certainly truma can become a shlishi. So we say, shlishi shepasul b'truma, einoy din, sheyas erevi b'kodesh. If so, it must be that a truma, which is shlishi, could make kodesh into a revi. Now, if you will say, it is Dayoy Labomen Hadin Liyos Kenodim, let's say that Kodesh can only become Shlishi just as Truma, since you're learning Kodesh from Truma, say that Kodesh can only become a Shlishi. The answer is, Lamadim Shlishi v'Kodesh min HaTorah. Besides learning Kodesh from the Kalvachoyma that I learned Truma from, I have, as Tosis here as Mazda, I have a Pasuk to teach me that Truma, that Kodesh can become a Shlishi. And if I have a Pasuk to teach me that Kodesh can become a Shlishi, and I want to use my Kalvachoyma from Truma to Kodesh, it must teach me that Kodesh can become a Revi. And therefore, since I have a Pasuk that Kodesh can become a Shlishi, says the Gemara, Revi mi Kalvachoyma, the Kalvachoyma must be teaching me to become a Revi, and the din of Dayel Abom and Hamnodon does not apply here because it's Mifrach Kalvachoyma. Shlishi min ha-Torah, how do I know that Kodesh can become Shlishi min ha-Torah? Where do I have a Pasuk for that? Dichsif, as it says in the Pasuk, V'habosa asheyiga b'chol tomei lo yeyochel, anything that is tomei, which Bosa Kodesh comes in contact with, lo yeyochel, because that Bosa Kodesh becomes tomei. Is it not possible that it touched a sheni? Of course it is, because we know from the Torah that a sheni is tamei, because it says in the Torah, and over there that oichel becomes a sheni. If so, I know that kodesh could become a shlishi. If so, what do I use the kalvachoyma? What must I use my kalvachoyma for that I'm learning kodesh from Teruma? It must be Revi mi Kalvachoyma, that I use it, the Kalvachoyma, to teach me that Kodesh could become a Revi. Kida Amrinan, as we have just said. And now Rav Ashi is completing his statement of explaining where Rava saw that Rabbi Yossi cannot hold like Rabbi Akiva. If you would say that Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Akiva, that Chulin could become a Shlishi, Nisni Nami Revi Betruma V'Chamishi B'Kodesh, then these Kalvachoymers that we have made to teach me that Truma becomes a Shlishi and Kodesh becomes a Revi, they should be moved up, and Truma should be able to become a Revi, and Kodesh should be able to become a Chamishi. For instance, if we hold that Chulin can become a Shlishi like Rabbi Akiva, then we make a Kalvachoyma from Tvul Yoyim that Truma can become a Revi. For instance, we say, if Tvul Yoyim is mutter to eat Chulin, and nevertheless we find that he's also to eat Truma, so we see that Truma is more Chomer than Chulin. If so, Shlishi that is possible by Chulin should make a Revi by Truma. And if we would know that Truma could become a Revi, we could make the same Kalvachoyma that we said before with Mechusa Kippurim to make Kodesh a Chamishi. We would say, a Mechusa Kippurim is allowed to eat Truma, and he may not eat Kodesh. If so, we say Kodesh is more Chomer than Truma. If so, a Revi that is possible that may not eat Truma, that is Poisel Truma, as we just learned from the previous Kalvachoyma, is it not a Svar that it should make a Chamishi Bakodesh? Since Rabbi Yossi did not learn that Truma becomes a Revi and Kodesh is a Chamishi, but he only learned that Truma becomes a Shlishi and Kodesh is a Revi, it must be that he holds that Chulin can only be a Sheni. And if so, Reb Yossi does not agree with Reb Akiva. What does Reb Akiva hold? Reb Akiva brings Rashi, says that these Kalvachoymes are not acceptable at all, because as we find in the Gemara, in sight of the Gemara, according to this view, rejects the Kalvachoyma. You cannot learn from a Tvul Yoyim we cannot learn that a sheni should be oisa a shlishi by truma, for instance. Why? Because we say, do you know why a tful yoim is aser and truma? Because a tful yoim is a type of tuma that sometimes is an avatuma. Sometimes there's a person who is a tful yoim who was originally a zav, who was originally an avatuma. But if you want to learn that a sheni, or that there was a shlishi by truma from tful yoim, I'll tell you no, that shlishi was not originally an avatuma. Therefore I can't learn it from tful yoim. That's why Rabbi Akiva does not make this kal v'chomer at all. So from where does Rabbi Akiva know that Kodesh can become a Levi? Rabbi Akiva holds as follows. That Chulin could become a Shlishi, we learned, Rabbi Akiva learns it from the Pasuk, Mikolo Eichel Asher Yochel Asher Yovel of Mayim Yitmo, Yitame, so the Eichel is Metame, a Mashke, we know that Chulin can become a Shlishi. If Chulin can become a Shlishi, Truma has the same name. So Truma could become a Shlishi. According to Rabbi Akiva, Truma cannot become a Levi. Truma has the same din as Chulin, it could only become a Shlishi. From where does Rabbi Akiva know that Kodesh can become a Levi? That he learns from the Pasuk in Parshas Tzav that we mentioned before, V'habosar asher yiga b'chol tomei lo yeyochel. That Pasuk says if a basar touches anything that the Torah defines or designates as tomei, that basar Kodesh should not be eaten. What does the Torah designate as tomei? Up to a shlishi, because we find in the pasuk mikolo eichel asher yochel asher yovel of mayim yitma that up to a shlishi is tuma. If so, we know that kodesh can become a ravi according to Rabbi Akiva. So these words, Ravashi said to Rav Kahana, these words of Rava that Reb Yosi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, those I understand. Elo, he continues, Rabbi Akiva leisavelo ki Rabbi Yosi minolam. How do I know that Rabbi Akiva does not hold like Rabbi Yosi in this kal v'chomer that we just mentioned? Maybe Rabbi Akiva does hold like Rabbi Yosi in this kal v'chomer, and therefore we should say, since Rabbi Akiva begins with Chulin being a shlishi, the kal v'chomer helps to make Truma a Ravi and Kodesh a Chamishi. Amalei said Rav Kahana to Rav Ashi, Deloi lishtamit hane v'lisni Ravi b'toim Truma v'chamishi b'kodesh v'neim a Rabbi Akiva hi. We found no place that there is a Tana who says that Truma could become a Ravi and Chamishi and Kodesh can become a Chamishi, and we would say, Man hai Tana, who is the Tana of this Mishnah? And we would say, Rabbi Akiva hi. Since Rabbeinu HaKodesh never gave us a Mishnah, and Reb Chira and Reb Oishia never taught us a Braisa that says that Truma is a Ravi and Kodesh can become a Chamishi, and then we would have established that Mishnah or Braisa like Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, it's probable to say that Rabbi Akiva does not accept the kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yosi, as we explained before, because he says, Mal etful yoim shekein av hatumah. And therefore, if he doesn't make the kal v'chomer, he has no kal v'chomer to teach us that Truma is a Ravi, and therefore he has no kal v'chomer that Kodesh can become a Chamishi. From where does he know that Kodesh can become a Ravi? As we mentioned before, he learns from V'habosa sheyiga b'chol tomei lo yeyochel. Ask the Gemara, Vanana hochi nekem v'nismach, should we rely on that? Because since there is no Mishnah that says this din, so we prove, is that proof positive that Rabbi Akiva does not agree with the kal v'chomer? Maybe Rabbi Akiva did agree with that kal v'chomer, but the Tanoim who Masada the Mishnayis did not agree with Rabbi Akiva's view that a Chulin could become a Shlishi, and therefore they didn't bring that Truma could become a Levi or Kodesh a Chamishi. But if it the Chulin could be a Shlishi, then certainly a Truma would be a Ravi and Kodesh a Chamishi, and maybe Rabbi Akiva holds that way. So we're left with we have to try to find a proof. How do we know, how do we prove, according to Rabbi Akiva, that he does not agree with the kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yosi? That we will, Amir Tashem, learn in the next blot.